The refugee agency UNHCR says Eastern Equatoria has the highest number of returns, with more than 110,000 out of an estimated 600,000 refugees who have returned to South Sudan since 2018. Rahouf Mazou, Assistant High Commissioner for UNHCR Operations, says the returns are voluntarily, with most refugees heading back to their ancestral villages. Mazo says the government should take the lead on supporting infrastructure development and invest in good governance to ensure that there is sustainable peace, which would encourage more refugees to return home.
The government should support initiatives of that nature, do more initiatives of that nature, continue to invest in good governance to make sure that there is peace, make sure that security is good. And then to make sure that when people come back, they have access to the services that they need to have. Healthcare.
Mazo says UNHCR will continue to support the people of South Sudan, but says he would like to see the government use its available resources, including its oil revenues, to support agriculture and build infrastructure such as roads.
So it's for the government primarily to bring on board development actors, the World Bank, the various other international financial institutions to come and help invest for the long term. And there's also the resources that the government is getting from the oil, which is important and which can also be invested to make sure that people will be able to fend for themselves in the future.
Manasseh Lomele, chairperson of the South Sudan Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, says the government is doing what it can to create a conducive environment for the returnees.
I think the most important part that the government can play is to create an enabling environment, peaceful environment, making sure that nobody interrupts the return of our people and that the people can come and settle down. Then the government will come in with support.
Women sang songs this week as they welcomed a UNHCR team to Magui County, where the UN body supports farmers, most of whom are returnees, with tools and seeds. In the song, the women say a country cannot progress without agriculture and call on everyone to support farmers. Former refugee Jessica Nek, who returned to her village in Magui County from a camp in Uganda, says she came home because the situation in the camp was not good.
In camp there, we have the problem many. No firewood, everything, nothing. Now here, we look everything. You get it. Those people, we call, the name is UNHCRS. We help me with everything. Now, when we are come for the camp, the children not go to school everywhere. When the UNHCRS coming, we give it the knowledge. Now all the children going to school.
Returnee Mary Ayero says is happy to be back home and will farm to feed her family. But Ayero says she wants the government to stabilize the security situation in the country and construct more roads so that farmers can access the market.
I decided to return and I said it is better to come back home to farm, because the things are not good there. The food was not enough at the camp, and it was not enough for the children. I came with all my children. We need support, such as clothes and education for the children.
UNHCR says it has rolled out pockets of hope, area-based programs across 5 locations, including in Torit and Magui counties of Eastern Equatoria State. The refugee agency says it also constructed an administrative block for Eastern Equatoria to highlight the close collaboration between the government and the UN in seeking solutions for displaced South Sudanese. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Juba.